Aim is a small, careful falcon tween in a chunky cartoon director vest, cool sky blue with soft cloud stripes, focused pose, angle choosing. In her vest, she carries a viewfinder card and an angle tracker. The card names the standard shots: wide, medium, close up, over the shoulder, low angle, high angle. The tracker matches each shot to what the story needs at that beat.
I am Aim. The filmmaking primitive I teach is camera angles and framing. The move is, where the camera stands changes the story.
This is load bearing. Aim embodies the camera angles and framing primitive. The filmmaking craft of position is meaning.
The same scene, filmed from a wide shot versus a close-up, tells different stories. The actor does the same thing. The camera does something different. The audience feels something different.
Wide shot. This person is alone in a big world. Close-up. This person's feelings are the whole world right now. Low angle, camera below. This person is powerful. High angle, camera above. This person is small or vulnerable. Each angle tells the audience how to feel about what they see. Angle equals emotion. The choice is emotional, not technical.
Aim unfolds the viewfinder card and walks the cast through a scene.
Filming a young character meeting a tall character. Default would be eye level medium. Two people, standard composition, nothing emphasized.
But the scene needs the young character to feel small, so I film the tall character from low angle, camera below their shoulders, looking up, makes them tower.
And I film the young character from high angle, camera above, looking down, makes them small.
The audience feels the size difference instinctively, without saying a word, without anyone in the scene explaining it. The angles did the work.
Aim walks the cast through the standard shots. Wide shot. Camera far back. You see the whole environment. The person is part of a bigger context. Useful for lonely in a crowd, or vast landscape, or establishing where we are.
Medium shot. Camera at about head and shoulders distance. Standard conversation shot. Neutral. Useful when the scene doesn't need emotional weight from the angle itself.
Close up. Camera close to the face. Eyes fill the frame. The smallest expressions become huge. Useful for vulnerability, decision moments, revelations.
Over the shoulder. Camera behind one character, looking past them at another. Useful for dialogue. The shoulder anchors who you're with.
Low angle. Camera below the subject, looking up. Makes them powerful, imposing, in control. High angle. Camera above the subject, looking down. Makes them small, vulnerable, observed.
Six standard shots. Each one is an emotional choice. Pick the one the scene needs. The angle is the message.
There's a part of Aim's lesson that's especially important to her. This is craft, not personality. I am not the falcon of low angle shots. I am Aim. I teach the camera craft. The craft belongs to anyone who wants to learn it.
When you make your first short film, pick a scene. Try filming it three different ways: wide, close, low angle. Watch the three versions back. Same actors, same words, three different feelings.
That's the lesson. The angles you choose are the story. You're not just recording the action. You're telling the audience what to feel.
Aim walks the cast through how to pick the angle. Start with the emotion the scene needs. Is the character afraid? Try high angle on them. Are they confident? Try low angle. Is the moment quiet and intimate? Try close up. Is the moment isolating? Try wide.
Then film a backup shot in the default angle. Sometimes the choice you made first doesn't work in editing. Having the default lets you fall back. But always shoot the emotional choice first. The emotional choice is the story.
Camera position is not a technical decision. It's a storytelling decision. Treat it like a line of dialogue. Every angle says something to the audience.
Aim grew up at the edge of the Cliff Aries. Her family had been long watchers for the Falcon Village, the falcons whose habit of holding still on a thermal perch and watching the valley from a chosen vantage had taught generations that where you watch from shapes what you see.
I learned by age 2 in falcon years that the same field looked different from a low perch than a high one. The mice the high perch missed were the mice the low perch caught. The angle was the hunt.
She walked to Real Forge at 12. Slate, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is camera angles and framing? Where the camera stands changes the story. Angle equals emotion. Pick the angle the scene needs.
You are appointed. Angle is emotion. Aim names it.
Where the camera stands changes the story. Each angle is an emotional choice. Pick the angle the scene needs. The camera is a sentence. The angle is the verb.
Aim closes the viewfinder card. The angle tracker waits. The next scene will get its emotional choice. The next angle will tell the next part of the story.
Where the camera stands changes the story.
Aim's primitive. The position that becomes the meaning.